Welcome to Ed Show 111, 111. Coming up later on today in this episode, we have an interview on software as a service connections inside of Windows Azure Active Directory, how you can use the software as a service stuff that's built in there in order to connect out to a whole bunch of different resources. And I'll be talking to Nassos, who's the program manager for Azure AD, about just that. But before we do that, we've got the news.
Here's what's new, or new-ish.
New-ish.
I guess we should say, for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great weekend this past weekend.
Yeah.
And you know, it was my birthday, and I do a little bit of reading on the side occasionally.
Always a good thing to
do. I was
doing
both some work reading and also some for pleasure reading, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to notice this one here that the day after my birthday, which is the 7th, coming up here on this particular news article. That we have a Eric Lingman has gone ahead and published off a location of about 150-ish free Microsoft eBooks available for download and use on a variety of subjects.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a whole bunch of different things in there. We've got some Windows 8 guides. We've got some stuff for end users, stuff for IT. We've got things on System Center. It's just like this page just keeps on scrolling,
nice.
scrolling.
I'm sure someone's gonna write a nice little PowerShell application to go off and download them all, just like they do for sessions here on Channel 9 as well.
Yeah, please share that PowerShell with us. Kind of useful.
Yeah, we'll promote it. But a whole bunch of different stuff from a bunch of different types of audiences that would be interested in this, covering all different types of technology from Microsoft, all across the board, and also different levels of technical expertise. So definitely go off and check that one out. Always great resources to have these ones here. There's already like 55 odd comments on this particular one blog post alone.
Yeah.
So ebooks are very popular, variety of readers. So check that one out.
And they're all free, of course.
Definitely.
Then next up, Office 365, they've released mid-size and enterprise plans and now have Yammer integration built into them.
Okay.
Actually have the Yammer Enterprise offering inside of the offering, which is pretty cool, very useful. So you can start to make your mid-size and education businesses and organizations actually more social, which is kind of cool. And then, because we're all stuck inside of our email all of the time, the Office blog has produced these 15-minute webinars, which actually will start to help you to expand your use of Outlook, get more out of it, learn to search better inside of your email, which is kind of useful for all of us,
I think. So 15-minute chunks of information. Mm-hmm. So this one here is about Outlook.
Yeah.
Now available, aka.ms/offweb, in case you're looking for that one there for the URL. Pretty cool. Like, I know whenever I attend these kind of things, I learn so much. I thought I already was like a power user in the Outlook world, but there's always so much more to learn.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. It's an immense topic when you start digging into it.
Yeah.
Then our friend Brad Anderson, he has been creating this awesome Success with Hybrid Cloud blog series, talking about enterprise mobility, going a little bit deeper. This week, his topic is actually diving into what we're going to be covering a little bit later on in the technical interview. He's going to be talking in that blog post about the software as a service offerings inside of Azure Active Directory Premium, mm-hmm. and some of the cool stuff that it can do, link out to other SaaS apps, be able to allow you to have better MFA that can have your own custom voice message on there.
Mm-hmm.
All of the kind of cool stuff that you can do inside of Azure AD Premium.
Very cool stuff. And in case you guys don't know, Mr. Brad Anderson, Corporate Vice President Brad Anderson, I should correctly identify.
Oh, yes.
Is also very active on the Twitters in case you ever wanted to go off and to tweet him, say some comments, share some stuff on the blog. You can always reach Brad at @in the cloud. MSFT is his Twitter alias on that one there.
Yeah, normally pretty responsive as well.
Now, I'm actually going to plug this one here because I don't think you're allowed to plug your own stuff directly.
Yeah, so pretty kind of wrong.
Indirectly.
Yeah.
In case you haven't already been to my good friend Simon May's blog, you can reach him at simon-may.com, not .co.uk, .com. And you're doing an awful lot of stuff with your area of passion and focus, which is enterprise devices and how to manage them.
Yep.
And I see there you happen to have a enterprise device and infrastructure June 22nd to July 7th post that's up there, kind of like a roundup, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, roundup of just things that have happened either in Microsoft or in the industry in general that are to do with EMM stuff, so releases of devices, releases of parts of our software stack, releases of parts of other people's software stacks where they integrate with us, releases of other organizations' devices as well. Kind of interesting stuff. Anything that I kind of find interesting, I'm curating together and pulling into my blog just there and then. So I thought I'd plug it. It's kind of useful. It's where you'll find lots of news items that don't make it into the Edge show every single week.
Okay, and there's also stuff in there as well as technical things. This is some PowerShell mm-hmm. scripts at the bottom there and management stuff. So it's not just a roundup of news articles. It's also some good technical stuff there too.
Yeah, every single thing that I do, I end up blogging. So apparently that's what we're paid to do as evangelists.
Imagine that, eh? Yeah. It looks like our good friend, Mr. Simon Perriman, is going to be doing a jumpstart coming up very soon.
Yeah.
I believe we might have mentioned this in the past, but never mm-hmm. really had the URL.
Yep.
But he's going to be doing some stuff about the Windows Azure Pack. In this case, it's Windows Azure Pack Infrastructure as a Service Jumpstart. Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, this is obviously Windows Azure Pack that you can deploy on top of your existing private cloud infrastructure to be able to go off and to provide infrastructure as a service like offerings to your internal customers and also tie into mm-hmm. other external things like Azure infrastructure as a service as well with Windows Azure Pack. And so that one there is going to be taking place on July the 17th and July the 16th, 16th and 17th from 9 till 1. So yep. I guess we're going with a new format of kind of like half day things.
Yep, splitting them up.
That's in there.
The feedback's been that people like it split. So, tell us what you think. Tell us if you like the split. Tell us if you don't like the split.
That's a good idea.
We can do things about that.
It's free registration. Still people able to register if you want to. The link is in the show notes to be able to go off and to register for that one there today. He's going to be joined by a good old friend, Andrew Zeller, who is a TPM, Technical Product Manager, on the Windows Server and System Center side of things, obviously Simon. Joe Levy's going to be there. I had him talking about doing some cool stuff with Azure Automation before here in the Edge Show. And I don't know Shiram at all, though. He is specifically the PM for Windows Azure Pack, which is dealing with authentication, authorization, PowerShell, and security.
Mm-hmm.
So good roundabout number of speakers split across those 2 days. Sign up to get your registration secured and also to get the meeting request inside Outlook to remind you.
Yeah, make sure you do that. Brings us to the end of the news for the week.
Okay, so after the break, who's coming on again?
Nassos is here, and we're going to take a look.
Azure AD stuff.
Yep, Azure AD Premium stuff. We're going to have a look at some of the features inside of Azure AD Premium. There might even be a little bit of something really new sneaking its way into that interview. Let's see what we can rustle up with Nassos. Welcome to the Edge Show interview. One of my favorite things to talk about when we think about how we manage devices, how we manage things inside of a mobile enterprise, is actually to start thinking about identity. So I've invited Nassos along to talk to us about Azure Active Directory identity. Azure is the product, and identity is the product that you're responsible for. So tell us a little bit about Azure AD Identity and Azure AD Premium.
Yes, Azure Active Directory, and especially Azure Active Directory Premium, is here to solve the problem that our customers are facing when it comes to application access to the cloud. So when you want to provide single sign-on to SaaS applications to the cloud, and as a customer, as an organization, you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Many different applications, many different passwords to be remembered from users, many different federations to be maintained. With Azure Active Directory, you don't have this problem. You can manage Azure. You can manage access to cloud applications through a single console.
I think that's kind of cool, actually. The fact that you have the single console, one place where your users can go. I think it's just myapps.microsoft.com is the
yes.
Is the
kind for of end users, it's myapps.microsoft.com. Yes.
Yeah. Really cool, easy, simple to remember. But the best thing about that is the fact that all of those applications are accessed with that common identity, which is the common identity that you're using probably on premises as well. So it's actually really simple for your end users to be able to access all their applications. The really cool thing about that is it means that you don't end up in that situation where you get tons of help desk calls where people are saying, can you reset my Google Apps password? Can you reset my Salesforce password? Can you reset my blah, 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 blah? They actually have one identity that signs them into all of that stuff. And that's where Azure AD Premium really comes into it, and Azure AD comes into it, and the identity side comes
yes.
into it.
One identity, one set of credentials for on-premises, the same set of credentials for any kind of cloud application. Not just Azure, not just Microsoft, any cloud application.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a nice holistic way of looking at things, and it really is the linchpin. When we start to think about enterprise mobility, any device that anybody uses, any application that they sign into, single identity available everywhere. What kind of things can we do, though? We probably are in this situation where I know that I think that I use about 5 different cloud applications on a regular basis. I can imagine that most of you guys out there, you've banned the use of any kind of software as a service. There's no cloud being used inside of your organization. So this is a completely irrelevant topic to you. Actually, that's probably not true, I would think.
Yes, exactly. But I would like to say something before that, I would like to thank people because the adoption of Azure AD Premium the last 3 months was incredible. I mean, although some of the guys out there might think that SaaS application it's not for them, I will want to assure them that many customers don't feel that already. Mm-hmm. We have a huge adoption. So, what about those that they think that cloud is not there for them yet, or at least not for their end users, and that they have figured it all out, they have no SaaS application in their organization, or they have just one or two? How we can help them understand and identify if SaaS applications are already used from their end users. Mm-hmm. And if they're facing the challenge of multiple SaaS applications in their organization already or not, how we can help them identify if they are facing the challenge. So to answer that, we have introduced a new module on Azure Active Directory. We call that module Cloud App Discovery. With Cloud App Discovery, you can understand and identify how many and which applications your end users are using when it comes to the cloud. So you can find out in your managed devices how many applications are used every day and how much they are used. I mean, what is the volume of data that your end users are exchanging with these applications? So you might be happy that you, okay, I was already know that. I was okay with that. Or you might be surprised that your end users are using more SaaS applications than you know.
Yeah, I think it's one of the interesting things that you can, with this tool, actually find out how much data is being offloaded to Dropbox on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That could give you so much useful information. It could tell you that you've got a little bit of a security leak, a little bit of a data leak there, but it could also tell you that actually, the way that you're providing file storage to users might just not be working for them anymore. Mm-hmm. They might need something new. They might need some other updates. So kind of cool that we can do that. And this is the this is the view of a discovered set of applications.
It's in a preview right now, and all our users can go out there, and all our viewers can go out there and use it. The site is really easy to remember. It's appdiscovery.azure.com.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the site, you download the agent that is needed to be installed in the end user devices. Mm-hmm. Right now, we support Windows 7 and above, but soon we will introduce the way to gather data from all kinds of mobile devices. We will introduce that in the next few weeks. So you install the agent in your end user PCs, in your end user devices, and you wait for a few hours. And then you can come here as the administrator of the Azure subscription and check how many applications are used. You can see that in our demo here, we have a happy administrator that discovers that thousands of his users are using many different applications. So let's go to the last 7 days view and check the business cloud applications. And you can see that we have a huge number of cloud applications already used by the end users of this specific directory, of this specific company. You can see that you can have the applications in categories to identify many different categories. Let's say how many security SaaS applications my end users are using, or how many marketing applications my users are using.
That's really cool because it takes away the need for the IT admin to actually understand what every single application is, because considering the thousands and thousands of cloud apps that are actually out there, understanding what they all do is kind of hard work if we've already categorized them for them.
Yes, and you know, by seeing these applications here in the screen, they can tell directly one more thing, that these applications are business because we don't monitor consumer applications, but also that these applications are supported by Azure Active Directory.
That's cool.
So these applications are not only here because your users are using them, but because Azure Active Directory supports single sign-on to this application.
Excellent. So everything that you see in your report, you then know instantly, hey, I can start to add that extra layer of identity, the extra layer of security onto that.
Yes. I mean, it's easy to move to Azure Active Directory and Azure Active Directory Premium to provide single sign-on to this application.
Nice.
And I want to take this opportunity to share with you with that right now, Azure Active Directory has exceeded the 2,000 supported SaaS applications.
Wow.
And we have added more than 500 the last 2 months.
I was going to say, the last time I checked on that number, it was about 1,748
something like
or something.
That, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of It's amazing how fast
the team is working really hard. And I mean, the goal is to have more and more and more. And we're getting requests from local SaaS providers from all over the world, from Japan to Middle East, from Europe and Australia. We're getting requests to add cloud SaaS applications in our supported list.
I've got to say, there's a really cool thing where I used that a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a little user group event down in Atlanta, and there was myself doing a presentation and a couple of other partners there. And in fact, they had no idea about Azure Active Directory whatsoever. I walked up to them and I was just understanding what their product did, and it was a cloud storage sort of application. So I thought, this couldn't be interesting. So having taken their details, taken like a wipe for my eyeglasses from them, I went away and I sat there and thought, I wonder if I can build them into my demo. My demo was in 10 minutes time. 10 minutes time, they were inside of my demo, as part of my demo. That was how quick it was to do it. From never having heard of the software company before, to being inside of my demo and being delivered inside of 10 minutes. Pretty incredible.
That's great. And I want to share one more screen here with our viewers. I mean, you can see that if you click into a specific application, let's say Office 365 for our case, you can see how many users are using these applications, the number of web requests, the volume of data that is exchanged, so you can get an idea if this application is really used or not from your users. And you can get additional data and dates and specific peaks of the usage of this application. One more thing I would like to share is that when you come here and see the original view, you can either choose to see the business cloud applications, and in this view you can see the supported applications, but if you want to go deeper and try to discover more things, you can click to the All Apps option, and now you will get a view of all the applications that are discovered, even if they are not supported from Azure Active Directory, or even if they are not business. You can get a view of all the applications that are supported and identify applications that are there but are not that are not business, like Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know, Azure Active Directory support consumer applications too. So this might be another use case scenario for our customers to use it to provide single sign-on even to consumer applications.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So it could actually, I guess, start to tell me if I was playing too much Halo inside of my company and I was uploading too much of my my time into the Halo backend there.
Exactly. So, besides having Cloud App Discovery as a new module, and besides exceeding the 2,000 applications, I want to share something else with you. We are continuously updating new features, new enhancements, new improvements to our existing Azure Active Directory Premium offering. As an example of that, I want to show you the Azure Active Directory Application Proxy Edition. This is another module that we have added. And actually, this module adds one more use case, one more scenario in the functionality of Azure Active Directory Premium. Let's see what you can do with this feature. So if you go to your Azure AD on tab in your Azure subscription and go to your Configure tab and scroll at the bottom of the screen, you can see that we have added that new functionality, the application proxy functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, Azure Active Directory was a way to provide single sign-on for your organizational users to SaaS applications. Mm-hmm. That was the main purpose of Azure Active Directory, single sign-on to cloud applications. Now we have added one more thing that was requested from many of our customers. We have added a way to provide access to internal applications for external users. So Azure AD can now be your proxy, can be used to publish internal applications, your internal SharePoint site, to your external users and provide secure access to internal applications without having to build a new DMZ zone, more firewalls, and stuff like that. Just use the secure connection you have already with Azure Active Directory.
I have to say, I've tried this feature out, and it's pretty cool. There's a link at the bottom of the screen there. You enable the feature, you download the agent onto a server inside of your environment, and then that server then essentially becomes the proxy for the application. So it will then route the traffic onto your internal network, securely route it out onto the external network. It's a really neat implementation. You're right, it would take so much time to set up all the firewall rules, do all of that stuff, and the fact that it's directly integrated into the Azure AD identity space as well makes it really cool. It also appears in the My Apps portal.
Exactly. So imagine that an end user of your organization can now have single sign-on to cloud applications, and at the same time and in the same screen, he will be able to see internal applications that you want to publish for mobile users and external users. I think that these use cases takes Azure AD in another level.
Yeah, I have to admit, I think it's a super cool feature to be able to see in there. It's not the only thing, though, that we've added, is it?
No.
The pace of change on Azure AD is just incredible.
We have countless new, smaller things that we have added, but I want to share something that is related to security, and I know how seriously you are taking security stuff, and definitely how Azure and Azure Active Directory is taking security. So let's see one new report that we have added here and talk a little bit about it. I want to focus in this specific report. It says sign-ins from possibly infected devices. So until now, we are monitoring bad attempts. I mean, if someone is using a wrong username and password. We are monitoring people that are accessing the same application from two different geographies at the same time or in a small period. Great, I mean, I can get that. But how we can possibly monitor and identify and tell to our customers that the devices or the IPs that are used to access their resources are possibly infected? I mean, that seems strange at first. But Microsoft has a commitment to identify all the bad guys out there. We have our digital crime unit that is gathering data from all over the world using many different methods. We have our tools, our anti-malware tools that are gathering data from all over the world. These data are coming to a single database, and this single database is accessed from Azure Active Directory, and we can give that knowledge back to our customers. Wow. So we can identify that a specific IP, a specific device might be malicious, might be infected from a bot. So the admin should be aware of that.
Wow, that's really cool. That's a very, very powerful piece of technology to have through this. And it's the kind of thing that's completely only achievable inside of Azure. There's not a lot else that
exactly.
can do that.
We are using the global scale that Azure is offering, and we're giving value back to our customers. That's the great thing.
Very cool. Very, very neat stuff. There's also something else new, which is
Sync Engine. We have a new Sync Engine. I cannot demonstrate that now, but we have introduced Azure Active Directory Sync. This is a new engine that will resolve many different challenges that our customers are facing to synchronize on-premises directories to the cloud. So the goal with Azure AD Sync is to extend any kind of on-premises environment to the cloud.
So that doesn't just have to be Active Directory?
No Active Directory, any kind of on-premises directory. The first scenario that we have introduced, though, is the multi-forest scenario. So multi-forest directories from on-premises can be extended to Azure today through Azure AD Sync. That's the first scenario that Azure AD Sync will cover. And we will add password has sync also in this new sync engine and password reset capabilities.
Cool. So we'll be able to reset our passwords in the cloud.
Reset your password in the cloud and at the same time write that change back to your on-premises multi-forest directory.
So that could mean that I could have, I could change my password on my mobile phone, and then my Windows PC logged into the domain would change as well.
And that was the case already, but we could do that only for single forest environments through our previous engine, DirSync. Now, DirSync will continue to be there, but we're adding Azure AD Sync for multi-forest environments, and soon it will be available for any kind of on-premises directories, not just Active Directory.
Awesome stuff. We'll be able to seek our HR information
and,
as well.
You know, it's not just that. I mean, we have talked about Cloud App Discovery. We have talked about how many new SaaS applications we support. We have talked about new reports and security features and the new engine. But believe me, the new features and the new capabilities are too many small things are there, and we are adding actively every week new stuff. So is there a way to trial this?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yes.
You're probably sat there thinking, I want to be able to try out this report. I want to be able to try out everything else. There is a way. You've actually enabled trials for the Azure AD Premium subscription.
That's true. Azure Active Directory Premium trials are available for everyone to go out there and use it. And please go and try Azure AD Premium features, existing, new, preview, in your Azure subscription. You can either use a trial Azure subscription, your paid Azure subscription, your existing directories or new ones. You can create many directories on the same subscription. Let's say I have created a new directory. It's called Domain for Trial. It has that great name. So if you go to this domain and check what is happening in this domain, you will see that it's not a premium one. It has the basic features enabled only. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Licenses tab, you will see that we have add a Try Azure Active Directory Premium Now button. If you click on that button and accept the end user agreement, you will see that now you have something like this. You will get 100 licenses for 90 days. You can now assign to your admins and to your end users one of these licenses, or as many licenses as you want. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, all premium features will be enabled. If you go, let's say, to the report tab, you will see more reports. If you don't have premium trial enabled, the reports are less. And of course, you will see in the configure tab all the premium features that you couldn't see before. From multi-factor authentication, self-service password reset, self-service group management, and all the new stuff that I have shared with you today.
Yeah.
So that's the way to enable the trial. If you couldn't follow me, you can visit our Channel 9 video demo page.
Cool. I'll throw a link in the bottom of the,
video. Yes, I'll do that too. And in this demo page, sorry about that, I will show it to you immediately. So, let me use another session to show it. If you go to our Channel 9 page, you will be able to see how you can enable Azure Active Directory trials, how you can use our reports, and many other video demos that we have uploaded on Channel 9.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. Nassos, thanks you very much for coming along, for showing us all those features, including some things which I think nobody's ever shown before, like things like web application proxy, that kind of stuff. Very, very cool and very neat to be added in. Thank you guys very much for watching, and that's it for this interview.
Thank you very much.
That was a good interview, man.
Yeah.
And I can't believe you showed that.
I know. New stuff coming straight onto the Edge
We're
show.
We're trying kinda to cool. get new stuff on the Edge show more and more. Mm-hmm. So as we're able to, we will definitely bring it to you. Good job, man.
Yeah. Stuff ships pretty quickly inside of Azure AD, and that was one of the places where we were able to do it. So hopefully you liked it.
One of my favorite quotes from Mark Rusinovich is, in order to go fast, you got to be fast.
Yeah.
So basically, every time, little small revisions coming up all the time as opposed to these big monolithic updates. So exciting times in the world of IT, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think? Are you interested in this kind of stuff? If you have some ideas for future shows, that sort of stuff, you can reach us down below in the comments to let us know what you think of the show, what you thought of the demos, and what you thought of the cool stuff that we brought you about Azure AD.
Yep. You can reach us on the Twitters. We are at TNEdge.
You got it.
Yep. Got it right this time, finally. Yep.
At TNEdge.
All this time. We're also on the Facebook, which is the really difficult one to remember. It's fb.com/thechannel9edgeshow, I think.
It just rolls off the tongue. I think we had Microsoft naming involved in that.
Absolutely.
One.
You're watching it inside of this player. You can see the link just down there. Go click it. It's a lot easier than trying to type it in.
You got it. And I believe there's even a, there is. It's the Edge Show app as well. In the on the Microsoft Store for Windows 8.1, if you're interested. Thanks a lot. If you want to get a hold of us, I'm MrCDN.
And I'm at SciMonster.
And I guess we'll catch you next week.